And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 15th of November. November is Adopt a Turkey Month. Many farmed animal sanctuaries around the country have turkey adoption programs during the month of November. For example, go to farmsanctuary.org and choose a turkey to adopt. Their website reads, "Since 1986, Farm Sanctuary's Adopt a Turkey Project has encouraged people to embrace a compassionate holiday by sponsoring a turkey instead of eating one. The heartbreaking reality is that 46 million turkeys are slaughtered for each Thanksgiving. You can embrace a kinder tradition. We invite you to celebrate compassion by symbolically adopting a rescued turkey. Here's how. Adopt a turkey, support the care of one rescued bird at Farm Sanctuary, or adopt the flock. Maximize your impact by sponsoring all of our spokes turkeys. Your gift will help us provide daily individualized care to your newly adopted friend and the hundreds of other rescued farmed animals who call Farm Sanctuary home, while supporting our efforts to rescue more animals in need and fight the harms of factory farming. In thanks, we'll send all turkey adopters a beautiful adoption certificate, your choice of digital or print. Adopt for yourself or as a gift to someone you're thankful for this year. You can adopt Thelma, the tender heart, Julie, the introvert, Tutu, the extrovert, Serena, the snuggler, or Zuzu, the wild child. The cost to adopt one turkey is $35. Adopt the whole flock for $135. Display your adoption certificate on your holiday table and celebrate life this Thanksgiving. Today is the birthday of V.R. Krishna Iyer, born on this day in 1914. Iyer was an Indian judge who became a pioneer of judicial activism. Before that, he was a state minister, politician, and an activist lawyer to underprivileged clients. He was seen as an ardent human rights activist. He campaigned for social justice, the environment, and animals. His judgments continue to be cited in the higher judiciary today. He wrote that justice to animal citizens is as basic to humanism as social justice is to an exploited people. The philosophical perspective of animal welfare is thus part and parcel of our cultural heritage. Every time cruelty is practiced on man or beast or bird or insect, we do violence to the Buddha and Mahavira, the founding prophet of the Jain religion. Every torture on an animal and every export of animals is a sin. Cruel practices are continuing in the land where the cow is sacred. Compassion is a constitutional duty, but torture for entertainment, bleeding, butchery, animal sacrifice, and other forms of cruelty are still extant, Iyer wrote. Governments must be pressured to do the right thing, lest India's image and cultural heritage suffer severe damage. Let us not betray the generation from the Buddha to Gandhi. Our tryst with destiny, made when India awoke to independence, included an imperative that the nation will wipe every tear from every eye. This applies to our animal brethren, parrots, doves, and other birds with broken wings to be sold as pets or for delicate dishes, lions and tigers cramped and doped in small cages, and even elephants and bears brutally treated to perform impossible feats. Let us begin the crusade for compassion. And we must win because our case is just. You are no true Hindu, Jain, Parsi, Christian, or Muslim if you do not accept the indivisible unity of creation and the power of the invisible creator. So it is that love of animals in the widest connotation is integral to the divine vision. And here is a poem for today, The Clans by Richard Calmet Adams. When the waters were so mighty as to reach the mountains high, and it seemed that all creation surely then was doomed to die, came the turtle to our rescue, brought us safely unto land, for the Manitou had sent him. Now we're called the Turtle Clan. The wolf ban comes from children whom a she-wolf nursed with care and thus restored the children who were given up in despair. Her wailing brought the hunters to the babies where they lay, so a band among the people is the wolf clan of today. When the tribe was once in danger, a wild turkey gave alarm, and the warriors met the foeman with the fury of a storm. To a maiden in a vision did the turkey show the plan, and we call all her descendants to this day the Turkey Clan. The Clans by Richard Calmet Adams. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to respect all life.